and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
And the signal for the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show when we come to you live as we are now on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer comes to you from all directions, too. And, of course, that's AM660TheAnswer.com as well. And, of course, you can still download the free, and it is still free, Answer Orlando app for your smart devices. Thank you so very much for tuning in this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you being out there. Okay, because we are live, we do always invite you to join the show by giving us a call at 407-774-8255 as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And just relax, because we got the news under control here. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. On the bridge is Nick LoCicero. Abe Katzman will be joining us live from Jerusalem here in mere moments. And in the second hour of the show, JB, that's our man John Barros, is going to be with us. And we're also going to be visited today by Dolores Rowan of the SBA. And she's going to tell you how they have storm relief funds available for businesses and individuals who are not business owners. So you may want to take some notes during that part of the show. Not that you don't already do that sort of thing. All right. So once again, thanks for tuning in. We got more allegations out there. First, let me just start with this. The president will be heading for home tomorrow. He is wrapping up his Far Eastern trip. Asian trip. Yeah, the Far East. With his last stop being in the Philippines, and he has been meeting there with President Rodrigo Duterte, and Duterte even struck into a song, started singing. You know, we're see if we can pull that up for you. But Okay, Nick's got that. We'll plug that in a little bit later on in the show. But it has been, by some accounts, a very successful foreign policy trip. But, of course, if you listen to the liberal media, it's been an absolute, complete disaster. So we talked about it a little bit last night on the show, and we'll be talking about it more as the week goes, especially since he's wrapping it up tomorrow. But the president is doing things that really the left, they're just... We struck on this theme last night that the left not only hates Trump, they're just jealous of him. They are just green with jealous and envy of this man. They hate it that he goes over there and he gets the royal treatment from everywhere he's gone. And Barack Obama has to come out of the back of the airplane. And he's treated royally in the Philippines, where there is a political strongman, the president, who they disapprove of, and who Obama lectured to, and who he returned the favor by calling Obama the son of a whore. And so they are jealous that Trump is getting the royal treatment, making good friendships with these people, solidifying allies, and even holding out an olive branch, if you will, to adversaries. And they hate every bit of it because Obama couldn't do it. They know Hillary couldn't do it. They don't have anybody in their stable who could do it. And they hate him even more for it. So they just try to belittle him and tear him down. And now their theme is, their scripted storyline is, oh, they all know he has a big ego. So if you just fluff him up, you know, just butter him up real good, then you can take advantage of him. Well, all the president has been doing over there is exactly what he told us he would do during the campaign. He went over there and he formally pulled us out of the TPP. And he said, we'll have deals, but we'll deal with each one of you one-on-one. And you want to know what? That is smart. And a lot of these nations, they'd prefer the TPP. They're going to stay in the TPP because for them as a region, it makes them a stronger trading partner, sort of a Eurozone, if you will, without the complications of being in the Eurozone. And China is not in the TPP, so they're no better or worse off for it. But we are better off for it. And that's what just burns them a new one. All right, so we'll be talking more about that as the week goes along. So now there is another accuser in the Roy Moore thing. And once again, we talked about this a good deal last night. And you must understand that this is no longer about truth, because it's at a point where it's pretty near impossible to determine the truth. It's now more about believability. Who is more believable or not? Now, this is something that the Democrats are well aware of and they use to their advantage. You know, that's why they can play around with lies as much as they do. It's not so much about whether what they say is true or not. It's all about whether it is believable or not. And, of course, not believable to everybody, but believable to enough people that they can get what they want. All right? And for those who that they're lying about, the fact that it makes them angry and frustrated, well, that's even the better for them. So here we are, the situation with Roy Moore. And it ever so much reminds me about Herman Cain and how it played out with Herman Cain. And this is the way they do it. They come out with allegations, and then they give you the Chinese torture, the drip effect, where more and more, no pun intended here, where more numerous allegations come along. And so that's what's happening now. We're in that stage of the Roy Moore thing here. And so let me just kind of update you in case you didn't know. This afternoon, about 2:30 our time, Gloria Allred introduced the latest accuser, a woman by the name of, I got it right here, Beverly Young Nelson, okay? She was from the same area of Alabama where Roy Moore was a district attorney, And in that local office, it was the Eloah County District Attorney's Office. Evidently about 15, she started working at a little diner. And he would go in there and he would evidently hang out and have dinner and hang around till the place closed on a lot of nights. Got to think here, you know, there ain't a whole lot to do in Alabama in Eloah County, okay? But anyway, he would evidently flirt around with her, according to her, and tease her and pull on her red hair. And she didn't have any inclination to have anything to do with him, but it was clear to her that he had been flirting with her. Well, lo and behold, when she's 16, one night, she's waiting for her boyfriend to pick her up from work. This is what she says. She was waiting for her boyfriend to pick her up from work one night when Moore offered to give her a ride home. Then they quote her, "I trusted Mr. Moore because he was a district attorney." And by the way, we'll have this on our Facebook page. "I trusted Mr. Moore because he was a district attorney," she said. When she got in Moore's car, she said he drove behind the restaurant and parked near a dumpster instead of taking her home. Nelson said Moore groped her and tried to force her head onto his crotch. Nelson says she yelled and tried to leave the car, but Moore locked the door. And then I'm reading now from an article. "I was not going to allow him to force me to have sex with him," she said. "I was terrified," she said. "I thought he was going to rape me. At some point, he gave up," Nelson said, before Moore opened the door, at which point she either fell out or he pushed her out. He told her, "You're just a child, and I'm the district attorney of Eloah County." And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Doesn't matter. "And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you." Nelson said she had bruises where Moore grabbed her neck during the alleged assault, and she covered them with makeup. She told her sister about 2 weeks later. She told her mother about 4 years ago, and she told her husband before they got married 13 years ago. He was there at the press conference today, evidently did not speak. I did not see it, so I'm reading from a news report provided by Sarah Carter. She said the attack happened just days after Moore signed her yearbook on December the 22nd, 1977. Nelson said she had been flattered when Moore asked her to sign her Gadsden High School yearbook. The book, which was shown today at the press conference by Allred, included this message, and I'm reading now. "To a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas." That's kind of an odd way to say something. "To a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas." Okay, I guess I get it. Allred says it's signed by Roy Moore of the Etowah County District Attorney's Office. The only thing about this story that I would raise my eyebrow. And by the way, she says that both she and her husband are Trump supporters and they voted for Trump. And this has nothing to do with politics. From what I did hear, I'd heard some clips of it on the radio, she sounded credible. But this is something that would raise my eyebrows if say, I was a defense attorney for Roy Moore. She says she was waiting for her boyfriend to pick her up from work one night when Moore offered to give her a ride home. Now, I assume her boyfriend or somebody she knows always picked her up from work. That this was a one-night thing. So why on this one night would she decide to trust Roy Moore? Now, there may be a logical answer. Her boyfriend was working late or truck was broke down or whatever. And then she said she trusted him because he was the district attorney, in spite of the fact that for over a year or up to about a year from the age of 15 to 16, he had been tugging on her hair and flirting with her and obviously had the hots for her. So, but once again, this is no longer about truth because all we can do is sort of pick at things like this. This is now about believability. It always is. And so the question is, it's really up to the voters of Alabama and the governor and Luther Strange. He could have a role in this. to decide what to do. Okay? Roy Moore could he's determined to fight this out, at least at last heads up from him, last statement from him. He's going to fight this out. He's going to sue the Washington Post, evidently, for defamation. That was before, however, this latest accusation came out this afternoon. Meanwhile, the majority leader, the Senate leader, the poodle Mitch McConnell himself, has said he's already called for Moore to step aside. He reiterated that call today, and when asked, who do you believe, in essence, I'm paraphrasing the question, he said it very succinctly and clearly, he believes the accounts of the women. Once again, this is not about truth. This is about believability and politics, okay? And so the ball is in Moore's court, but the ball is also in the governor's court. Now, the governor can delay the election. He has so far said he is not going to do that. However, as things change, perhaps his mind will change. Also, our colleague Hugh Hewitt proposed an out, if you want to call it that, this morning. And that would be for Luther Strange, who is the present sitting senator, who was appointed to that post by the governor to take the place of Jeff Sessions, that he could resign. And that would force the governor to appoint a new senator and, in essence, start the process all over again. And remember, this was supposed to be repeated again next fall. So that's where we are. We will have to see where this goes from here. So far, there has been some tightening in the polls, but it is still a number of the polls show him solidly yet in the lead. But once again, that was before the full impact of this and this latest allegation. The latest allegation is the worst, and I must say, other than that, what I was just talking about may be the most credible. And once again, I'm not saying it's true. It's about believability or not. And Roy Moore has, unfortunately, and it's not whether it's right or correct or not, but he has the job of being more believable than these women. Now, he has said he is going to produce some evidence over these next couple of days. We shall see what it is. All right, let's get Rick's phone call in, and then we got to take a quick break and get Ray Abe Katzman from Jerusalem. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling tonight. Your comments about Trump's Asia visit.
Good evening. I think that the difference between Trump and Obama and even his predecessors is Trump went in and treated Xi like an equal. Didn't talk down to him, didn't comment on his human rights. He treated him as an equal with respect, and he got it in return.
Exactly.
And he did the same thing with Duterte.
Yep.
And if you look at his exchange with Putin, Putin was the one who was trying to get up to talk to the cool kid, Trump.
Right.
You could tell by the body language that Putin was the one that was seeking out conversation. Yes. with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So if you look at the body language and the way that he treats these people, he's earning their respect because he treats them with respect. And I think that it's a good thing to treat them as equals in order to get things accomplished.
Yeah.
All Obama did was lecture them.
Yeah, he just lectured them. They resented it, and rightfully so. You're absolutely right, and respect is a two-way street. It cannot only be one way like Obama wanted it to be. But once again, see, if you listen, though, back to like when Obama first ran for president, these are the very things he said he wanted to do, but he couldn't do it. He couldn't accomplish it. Trump is accomplishing it. They hate him for it, and they are so green with jealous and envy, they can't stand it. But you're absolutely right. They have gotten his respect, and they are returning it. Thanks so much. And that's what living, you know, with neighbors is all about, respect. And speaking of that, we'll be talking to Abe Katzman after this short break.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slowdown start at about Altamont Springs right now. The slowdowns continue past downtown into the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the 417 all the way to about Pine Hills. And the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested. 408 westbound congested until about Pine Hills. And you have a crash on the 408 eastbound right before you get to I-4. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right. Boy, I just think that music just gives me goosebumps. It also means we're getting ready to talk to Abe Katzman live from Jerusalem. Abe, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
We appreciate it. I think you caught the tail end of that phone call. I was speaking to a caller, and he was talking about how Trump is being respected. He's given respect, and he's getting respect in return. Is that what happened when he went to Saudi Arabia? And are we seeing a newfound respect across the Middle East, perhaps, or is that too much to ask for?
I think there is. I think it's certainly better than it was before. I think that the respect is not just about the president's body language or speeches. I think it is what America actually does, or whether it backs up what it says it's going to do. President Trump is not out there throwing red lines all over the place that he has no intention of enforcing. So I think that between his perceived strength and his perceived unpredictability, I think that the opponents of America are very wary of making missteps.
And that, once again, has got the left in a tizzy. They can't stand it. You had Brennan and Clapper over the weekend saying this is making the world a more dangerous place, Abe. Right?
I'm not sure why either one has any credibility left, Clapper in particular. They should hook him up to a lie detector test whenever he's on.
That's right, because he admitted lying to the American public because that was the least painful thing to do, right? Lying always is, at the moment, the least painful thing to do. But the president is, he's a new quantity. He's a different quantity. And it seems to have gotten the world's attention, Abe.
I think so. And again, it's not just the president. I think it has to do with the team that he's assembled. So even if people think that they don't have to take him seriously, when you've got the likes of the Secretary of Defense and the rest of the national security team that he's assembled, I think that there just is... if not respect, fear that these guys mean it. These guys are not playing around. And when America's interests are at stake, they are going to be there enforcing them.
Yep. A little bit of fear amongst the adversaries might be a healthy thing, in other words. Once again, we are speaking with Abe Katzman. He's coming to us live from Jerusalem, and we will be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The head of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee says if Roy Moore wins his race in Alabama, the Senate should vote to expel him. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado says in a statement that he believes the women who have accused Moore of sexual misconduct and that they have spoken with courage and truth. A new accuser has come forward alleging that Moore assaulted her when she was 16. Moore calls that new allegation part of a witch hunt against him. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency is reporting that 445 people were killed and 7,370 injured in the Sunday's earthquake along the Iran-Iraq border. Official reports have put the death toll at 407. There was no elaboration on the discrepancy in the report, though double counting is common in the aftermath of such emergency situations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 17 points, the NASDAQ rose 6. More details at srnnews.com.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
A man was arrested in his DeBerry home where deputies uncovered explosive devices and containers holding everything from bomb-making substances to bodily fluids. 31-year-old Christopher Langer was arguing with his parents and told them he'd placed explosives inside a grenade. The parents called the cops, who searched his room. Lang is reportedly anti-government, and the cops had been there to save him from an overdose 2 weeks earlier. Bomb Squad, ATF, and other agencies worked overnight to render the house safe. Langer was arrested on charges of making or possessing destructive devices and is being held at the Volusia County Jail. Governor Scott will be in Kissimmee Wednesday to see how the state can best help Puerto Ricans living in Florida after Hurricane Maria. Since October 3rd, more than 143,000 Puerto Ricans have arrived in Florida after Hurricane Maria. More than 1,300 students from Puerto Rico have enrolled in the Orlando area schools. Check out the latest on our SRN News Update coming up. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slowdown start at about Altamont Springs right now. The slowdowns continue past downtown into the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the 417 all the way to about Pine Hills. And the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested. 408 westbound congested until about Pine Hills. And you have a crash on the 408 eastbound right before you get to I-4. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, once again, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I am Christopher Hart. On the line coming to us from Jerusalem is Abe Katzman. If you have a comment or question for Abe, the number is 407-774-8255. And by the way, you can visit Abe's website at abekatzman.com. Abe, when you were on last Tuesday, we started talking about this situation in Saudi Arabia where a bunch of the princes were rounded up for corruption. and Hariri of Lebanon was there, and evidently he's saying it was of his own accord that he was there. He was not being held against his will. There had been some reports that he had been. He now says, and he resigned as president of Lebanon while he was there. Now he says he's going to go back. Can you sort it out anymore this week?
Well, it certainly makes things happening in the Trump White House seem nice and calm and normal. It's as best as we can tell right now. First, there were a lot of reports. Again, you don't know what the sources are. They were, you know, they're Lebanese sources, Saudi sources, who knows? But to the effect that they did force Hariri to resign. Hariri, by the way, the Hariri family made its fortune in Saudi Arabia, and they hold properties there. He has a home there. So he's there a lot. And apparently he had just been there a few days before. So when he was, he was visiting, he was summoned to visit with one of the royals. Apparently he knew something was up when there was nobody at the airport to greet him, nobody important. And,
sounds like Obama.
But now, and apparently the story is that the Saudis were upset because he has been unwilling to sufficiently confront Hezbollah, which largely runs Lebanon. So apparently they wanted to replace him with his brother as being the top Sunni politician. Now, Lebanon, if as you probably know, has a religious ethnic division of power. So the president is always supposed to be a Maronite Christian, and I think the prime minister is supposed to be a Sunni Muslim. It's a very strange kind of setup. But in theory, it's supposed to work. In practice, they've been effectively at civil war for about 40 years. So the Saudis apparently are serious about taking on all of the Iranian proxies and Iran itself. So now that Hariri is saying he might rescind his resignation, remarkably, he's also saying at the same time that if he does so, it's going to be with sanctions against Hezbollah, limitations on their operations. So I guess the Saudis read him the riot act and told him, you want to stay in power, this is how you do it. That's what it seems. Tomorrow I may have a completely different take on it, but that's where we are right now.
It's the overriding thing, though, I think, that you mentioned that's really at play here, and that is that Saudi Arabia is taking on Iran's proxies and taking Iran on wherever they are in the Middle East. And they seem to have teamed up with al-Sisi of Egypt because he evidently was it over the weekend? He said Iran needs to stay out of the region, mind their own business, in essence. It seems to become more and more of a concerted effort here, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he pretty much told Iran to butt out. Stop meddling in elsewhere in the Middle East. He said this is a region that is complicated enough and unstable enough, and it doesn't need Iran's help or any of their proxies. But at the same time, he said, of course, he doesn't want war, and the usual things he's supposed to say. I mean, you never hear people say, yes, we do want war.
Right.
He seems to be pretty solidly aligned with the Saudis right now. People are, the teams are lining up. The different players are lining up. Everything seems to be moving in a more tense direction. But again, we don't know what's going on. One of the things that's happening, apparently, it seems that there is a campaign by Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the Saudi prince, who apparently is largely running all of the new activity. His opponents, I think, have been planting stories all over the place because suddenly there are analyses talking about how they're messing up in Lebanon and how everything he's done so far has been reckless. They said he went into Yemen as defense minister with no plan for how to get out, and now Yemen is the Saudi Vietnam. They had this challenge of Qatar that didn't seem to get quite the results they hoped it would. I don't know. I think it's a little premature to make these types of statements. But nobody said this is going to be simple. But you know, we're talking about people who are have no qualms about killing their cousins and assuming power and doing things like that. So
yeah, it's like he's
very hard to think.
It's like he's trying to drain his own swamp, and of course he's creating political enemies in the process, and they're gonna fight back. They don't want the swamp drained. It's been very good for them, and they don't want to give that up. Let's look at this from Israel's perspective for a moment. Are these promising developments for Israel?
They're, in a sense, yes. In a sense, they're worrisome. Israel would very much like general stability. In the absence of that, yes, they would like to see the Saudis being the more powerful force there. They do not want, Iran and Hezbollah are aggressively looking for opportunities to attack Israel. The Saudis are not. On the other hand, the Saudis are being careful. They also don't want to be portrayed as the betrayers of the Palestinian people. So they're a little bit careful about coming across as being too pro-Israel, although at the moment they all seem to be very much on the same side. The old expression about nations don't have friends, they have interests, is very well illustrated here.
Let me ask this in that regard. I saw a couple of reports. Now, these were via Twitter, but they were from usually reputable news sources, but this could be just a rumor started by the enemies of Saudi Arabia or the political enemies, that they have instructed Abbas to get his act together and work hard to make peace. Any legitimacy to that?
The story is out there that he was ordered to make peace or to accept whatever deal the Trump administration presents or resign. That's kind of what they told him.
Do you think it actually happened?
They also told him. I'm sorry?
Well, go ahead. I presume you think it actually happened.
It seems to. That's the assumption of the press here, that it actually happened.
Okay, well, finish. You were going to say something else. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, they also told him to not to work closely with the Gaza forces with which he is reconciling, Hamas and maybe even Islamic Jihad, but because of their associations with Iran. So they want to be careful about what it is he does. Now, the idea of Abbas, there's always the question of who he represents anymore. It's a decade past his expiration date in terms of when he was supposed to be in power.
Right.
He's not popular. He's old. He could keel over tomorrow, and what's his promise worth? Who's supposed to keep it?
Right.
Plus, there are a lot of people gunning for his position too. We're not talking about, these are not democracies here. They gain power the old-fashioned way, not at the ballot box.
That aside, though, it's pretty astonishing that Saudi Arabia would do this, isn't it?
Yeah. If that's true, yes, it is. And I'm not sure just what their calculation is, why it's that important to them, what Abbas does, unless he just doesn't want any trouble. If it just, you know what, this is one piece of the puzzle we can put away, we don't have to worry about. I'm not sure why it's that big a deal to them, other than it may be that there are a lot of people, a lot of governments within the Arab world that have had enough of the Palestinians saying no to every opportunity they have to get some kind of autonomy or some version of a state or self-government. They keep writing the checks. And yet I think they're a little bit tired of what's happening there. I mean, they used to be the people, the whole point was to keep the Palestinians to be used as pawns against Israel.
Right.
But if the relationship with Israel is getting better, even if it's behind the scenes, now you got to move the pawns out of the way or just at least, you know, sideline them a little bit. And I think the idea, that might be what the idea is here. But I don't know. Look, how many people are they really capable of ordering around? The head of Lebanon, the head of the Palestinian Authority? It would be nice if they could order around the head of Iran and Hezbollah. But maybe they'll be able to yet.
I was going to say they might respond, give us time, Abe, give us time.
Yep. I would hope that's the case. But meanwhile, also, there's stuff going on. I mean, Islamic Jihad has been turning up the heat a little bit. Now, Islamic Jihad operates both in the West Bank and primarily in Gaza. And they used to be a kind of marginal organization in Gaza, but they've been gaining power because they are backed very completely by Iran. They are the real Iranian loyalists. And they were a lot – remember there was this terror tunnel they were building,
right,
that Israel took out, and a number of their people were killed.
Right.
Now, they have gone ballistic, if I'm allowed to use that expression in this case. And they have been ordering an attack against Israel as immediately as possible. Israel apparently has intercepted and stopped a couple of attacks. They arrested Islamic Jihad's top commander in the West Bank. They're warning that if anything comes from Gaza, it's going to hurt in Gaza. And not just Islamic Jihad, but that Hamas, being the sort of governing authority, they are going to be held responsible. And apparently it might be serious what's going on here, because Israel apparently deployed Iron Dome batteries in various places down south along the Gaza border. And this might be beyond just the Gaza stuff, the next thing. But apparently, Israel's chief of staff was off in Brussels having what was supposed to be a secret meeting with NATO's supreme commander. Now, they usually don't get involved in things like Gaza, so that may be there may be some kind of coordination going on regarding Syria, regarding Iran. Maybe it's just intelligence sharing. Hard to say, but. Anyway, they didn't keep it that great a secret, so maybe it was intended to get out.
Let me just say this, and then we have to take a break. It certainly seems like big things are afoot in that region of the world. Would that be safe to say?
I think that is the sense. That's in the air right now. Yep.
Okay. All right, yeah, Abe, if you'll stay with me through the break, we'll be back on the other side to discuss a couple of other topics with Abe Katzman, once again, as he so generously spends his late Monday evenings with us, coming to us live from Jerusalem. So please stick around. We will be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken
taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at about Lake Monroe and then continue westbound all the way to downtown Orlando, and it clears up after the Millennia area. You have some issues going on the 408 east and westbound, especially westbound, due to an accident going on 408 east right before you get to the 441. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just laughing at Nick because I was looking forward to that. All right, anyway, we still have Abe Katz. There you go. There. Now. All right, now I feel better. Okay, everything is in place. Once again, thanks, Abe. You know, I always look forward to you being on the show because we always get from you stuff that we're not getting here. None of this stuff that pretty much that we've been talking about tonight is anywhere in the media here, and there's more yet to go. Mexico is changing their policy toward Israel. Is that true? And is this a result of the prime minister going over there? What was it, a few months ago, to Mexico and Israel helping out with earthquake relief in Mexico?
Yeah, apparently. Both of those, or perhaps just other political considerations, but it's believed that it's the diplomacy of Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I think a great deal of appreciation for what Israel did in terms of providing aid during that earthquake. They said that they are either now going to – they had been generally voting in pro-Palestinian or anti-Israeli positions, and now they said they are going to be voting in Israel's favor or sometimes abstaining. There's actually – we'll see. There's going to be a whole spate of anti-Israel resolutions coming up at the UN in the next just in the next few weeks, and we'll see what Mexico does. But it's nice to see that you know, you do good things for countries, and sometimes there are rewards for it.
And by the way, in case our listeners don't remember, Abe was telling us about some remarkable technology that Israel sent over there after the earthquake to enable the rescue workers to find people underneath the rubble. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, apparently they were using this thing, and they can find, I don't know how, but they can find people under the rubble. They can find people behind walls. They rescued a number of people, apparently.
All right. Just don't let one of those things fall into the hands of Anthony Weiner or Bill Clinton or somebody like that. there was a letter that turned up from, I think, fill us in, from Prince Charles to someone in the United States, warning about the Jewish lobby.
Yeah, this back in, apparently in 1986, Prince Charles wrote a letter. I'm actually not sure to whom, but he had just returned from a visit to, I think, to Saudi Arabia at the time. And he said a few things. First, he said that the U.S. should deal strongly with its Jewish lobby. Didn't even call it the Israel lobby. Just came right out and called it the Jewish lobby.
Right.
The other thing he said was he said he now understands better about Israel, the Arab view toward Israel. He said he never realized before that they see Israel as a U.S. colony. And then he says, and here's a quote, "I now appreciate that Arabs and Jews were all a Semitic people originally, and it is the influx of foreign European Jews, especially from Poland, which has helped to cause great problems. I know there are so many complex issues, but how can there ever be an end to terrorism unless the causes are eliminated?" I'm not sure how you spin that. That looks pretty bad. And I think that on top of that, there's always been a certain suspicion about him and his leanings when it comes to Islam and to Israel. He made a 1993. I just looked up this quote where he said, "Islam can teach us today a way of understanding and living in the world which Christianity is poorer for having lost."
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Well, at least, it helps me better understand why Princess Diana ended up with Dodi Fayed. He already started.
I think they had the same feelings about Israel.
he started her down that path. Once again, yep. Abe, you're a wealth of knowledge, and we appreciate you so much, and we'll be praying extra hard for you and Israel during these changing times.
It's interesting. I'll tell you that.
It sure is. And once again, you keep us informed, and we really appreciate that. You take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Once again, that is Abe Katzman. And I'm telling you, folks, it is an honor and a privilege to have him as a part of this show. And you don't get this sort of thing anywhere. All right? I dare you to find somewhere else. That's why we're the voice to be reckoned with, titans of talk radio. Once again, please circle December 9th on your calendar, and that's the day of the Central Florida Candy Cane 5K Run, the 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K Run. It's going to be held at the Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. It starts at 8 a.m. that morning. If you pre-register, it's only $25. If you do it after December the 3rd, it's $35. You can Google Boys Town 5K in order to pre-register. The instructions will come up. That's December the 9th. Please circle it on your calendar for the 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K Run. Central Winds Park, Winter Springs, going to be a great run and a great cause. That's the Boys Town of Oviedo, where all those proceeds will go. December 9th. Okay. We'll be right back with hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. I sure hope you'll be there with us.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show, coming to you live as we can be once again on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And of course, always on AM660TheAnswer.com and your smart devices if you've downloaded the free Answer Orlando app. Okay, we are once again here live. As I said, I'm no longer alone in the studio. I am Christopher Hart. John Barros has joined me in the studio with his regular visit. Good to see you as always, John.
Same here, brother.
And joining us in the studio tonight is Dolores Rowan. She is a public affairs specialist for the SBA, and she has come with good news.
It's very nice to be here.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming in. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. Because we are live, we invite you to call us at 407-774-8255, especially if you have any questions for Dolores while she's here. 407-774-8255 is the number. She's here bearing storm relief news. And once again, Nick is on the bridge. Just a real quick synopsis of the news. We went into the Roy Moore thing a little bit more in depth in the first hour, so I'm not going to repeat myself other than to say it's no longer about truth or facts, because there'll be very little of that that'll be able to be determined. It's now all about believability. It really always is in politics. This is about believability. There was a new accuser today, and I must say she seems to have the most credibility, and her story is the worst in terms of alleging what he did. He evidently took her. She was a waitress. He took her behind the restaurant. And there's a couple of things that if I were a defense attorney, I'd be saying, why did you get into the car with a guy that you knew who was flirting with you for a year or more? Why would he just drive you behind the restaurant to assault you? Wouldn't that be a place that he might be afraid someone would catch you? Having said all of that, as I said, this is not about truth or facts, because it's going to be very nearly impossible, if not impossible, to determine that. It's all about believability now. And the quandary for the Republicans, for the voters in Alabama, is what do they do? A lot of them are mad, mainly at the media, and still seem to be determined to vote for more. However, the polls have tightened. Once again, we'll talk about this more during the week as the week goes along. There are still a couple of options. The governor can delay the election. The present sitting senator in that seat, Luther Strange, can resign and start the whole process all over again, or they could play it out. So that's where that situation stands. The president is on his way back from what I consider to be an extremely successful Asia trip. The media is trying to belittle him and make him sound like an idiot, make it seem like all the foreign leaders have to do is throw him a big party and they can get everything they want out of the guy. I think that there's a lot of jealousy going on the left because Donald Trump is being treated in a fashion we've never seen a president treated. No other president has been to the Forbidden City. Now, if they're doing that to butter him up, well, lay it on thick. All right, let's go to Al. He wants to talk about that trip. Hey, Al, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you being there.
Yeah, there was a couple things. One supports the other, and I was thinking of Kim Jong-un, and he should learn what Yamamoto learned the hard way about waking up the sleeping giant.
That's a good way to put it, absolutely. Yeah,
and you see, the rest of the world isn't as stupid as he is, so they already know that we are the sleeping giant, and like Putin, these leaders, they're not trying to play Trump. They want to rub elbows with him. They want to be on his team. They want him to choose them. You can be my quarterback. You can be my tight end. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're sucking up to him because they know that he's the leader of the giant, the U.S. of A.
And he comes with the carrot and stick approach. And
right.
He says, you know, if you don't want to deal with us, you better fear us. But if you do want to deal with us, I'll deal with you. And he doesn't go around the world lecturing. Now, that upsets a lot of people on the left because of human rights issues and things like that. But it is debatable if you can get more progress in human rights by lecturing people or treating them with respect.
My dad taught us respect. First you get their attention.
Yeah.
Once you get their attention with that power and the strength, then you be the person you are.
Yeah.
You earn that respect. And that's where we are right now. They already got that. They already see his strength with MOAB, that bomb when he bombed Syria after the gas attack.
The mother of all bombs.
Right. He showed he's not going to take anything. He developed a little bit of fear, and he got their attention. Now they're learning to respect, which it's nothing going to work out but good for us, regardless of what the lame media says.
Yeah.
But that guy said he called it lame street media. I thought that was great.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, Al. Well, I appreciate your observations.
Thanks a lot for letting me speak, you guys.
Anytime. We're here for you 6 days a week, live at 5. So we have, as I said, Dolores Rowan in the studio today. I want to divert a little bit to talk about storm relief. You know, there's still a lot of branches and trees and stuff laying on the sides of roads around here in Central Florida. So there's still a lot of people working their way out of this past storm. And the SBA has a lot of things available that can help some people out there. And you don't have to be a business owner. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's exactly right. We actually do offer, in times of disaster, the SBA offers low-interest loans to homeowners, renters, and nonprofits, as well as businesses of all sizes. So we're really looking at trying to get the community back on its feet after times of disaster. And I have spent some time around Central Florida, and I really am just in awe about the resilience of the community, and I'm glad to be here to help promote this program.
Now, they're here, once again, these are low-interest loans, and the first year, you don't have to make a payment?
Nope, that's actually correct. For the first year, you do not need to make a payment. The loans can be as low as 1.75% interest and for as long as 30 years. So we really are working with each individual to make sure that the loan fits their needs and is payable.
And this is, once again, for storm relief. So you must have had some storm damage to your house, your car. or if you're a renter, your property in the rental unit, all of those things would be eligible, right?
Yeah. So we give up to $40,000 to replace incidentals like your automobile, your furniture, your other personal property that was lost during the storm, clothing. And then we also give up to $200,000 to homeowners to replace those if anything happened to your foundation or your roof. So we do offer kind of a spectrum of loans.
Now, once again, a lot of people don't really understand what the SBA does to begin with, I have found over the years, but they certainly don't know that the SBA offers this sort of thing. How can people take advantage of it?
Well, there's multiple ways to apply, but your first step is to go to FEMA.gov or disasterassistance.gov. That's the FEMA website. And you would apply directly to FEMA. And there's a few questions. It's a pretty simple survey. And then when you're done with that, you may receive a letter or a phone call from the Small Business Administration saying that FEMA actually referred you to the SBA. And we want to make sure that you're not throwing out those letters, that you're actually taking the opportunity to go onto the SBA website and apply for a loan with the SBA.
Now, you can also call the FEMA. Don't they have an 800 number?
They do. It is 1-800-621-3362 or 1-800-621-FEMA.
Okay, that's 1-800-621-FEMA or 800-621-FEMA. And to take advantage, and by the way, that's sort of where the process starts. And FEMA will process your application and then send it to the SBA, or they might even send it to another agency. But in your case, it would be the SBA, correct?
Yeah, so about half of the individuals who fill out a FEMA application actually get referred to the SBA. And then there's a pretty big drop of those individuals who apply for an SBA loan. And what we want to do is close that gap. We want to make sure that people who are referred to the SBA get the assistance from the government that they need. And that starts first with FEMA and then going back onto the SBA website if you've been referred to apply for a loan.
And this does not matter whether you have insurance or not, correct?
No, we still recommend that you apply even if you have insurance. Sometimes it takes a while for the insurance for you to settle with the insurance. So we recommend that you get your application into the SBA as soon as possible. You are under no obligation to take any of the money. There is no transaction fee to apply. So essentially, this is just a good opportunity to make sure you're in our system and that we can help you in the future.
It's sort of like insurance for insurance, if you will. You can also get one of these loans if your deductible is too high, correct? In other words, to pay the deductible for your insurance?
We have had people in Florida using it for that purpose, yes. Some of the disbursement has come before, the loan disbursement has come before the deductible of insurance, and we have had people using it for that purpose.
Okay. All right, once again, you start the process by calling FEMA. It's 800-621-FEMA, 800-621-FEMA, or visit their website, which is, once again,
disasterassistance.gov.
Disasterassistance.gov. And there's still a lot of people out there. I see them everywhere I go, shingles off the roof, tarps on the roof, this sort of thing. And if you did not have homeowners insurance and you had some damage, this may be the route to go, because it is extremely low interest. What did you say the interest rates were?
For homeowners and renters, it's as low as 1.75%.
I mean, that's almost nothing. I mean, that's almost a no interest rate. I mean, it obviously it isn't, but it's extremely low, and it's extremely affordable. And it's my impression that FEMA is trying to help people out. They're trying to be helpful. Is it safe to say that?
Of course. FEMA is one of our partners, and we are so happy that they include us. Everyone knows FEMA, but not everyone knows the SBA. But we are always with FEMA during a time of disaster. We will be there.
Okay. And by the way, if you have an organization, a church or a group or something like that, that you would like Dolores to speak at, are you available for that sort of thing?
I am throughout Central Florida.
Okay. And how can someone reach you?
So you can reach me at my number is 202-255-9088. And please feel free to reach out to me directly.
Okay, that's 202-255-9068.
No, 9088.
I'm sorry, 9088. We'll give you those numbers after the break. We'll take a break. When we come back, Dolores will still be with us. If you have any questions about this program, Call us now at 407-774-8255. And, of course, John's here, and he's got always got some good news for us, right?
Amen.
Amen, brother. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin, or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy, sailing in February or March of 2018, and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage! Oh, yeah!
Questions for Dolores about SBA, now's the time, 407-774-8255, to call us at that number. Dolores, once again, is a public relations, public affairs specialist, I should say, for the SBA. You're here from Washington, D.C.
I am. I took a little break from my 9 to 5 to come out here to help with the hurricane.
Yeah, I got out of the swamp for a little while, so to speak. And by the way, what do you think about the new SBA administrator?
I actually really admire Linda McMahon. I think that she's doing a great job trying to rally the troops. And as someone who, my personal mission is to improve the climate for women business owners, so I appreciate her efforts to try to do that.
Yeah, she's working real hard to improve the climate for all business owners, but especially minority business owners, including women business owners. Once again, Dolores is here to bring the news that the SBA has relief loans for anybody, pretty much, if you've had storm damage, if you're a renter, if you're a homeowner, and, of course, if you're a business owner. But you do not have to be a business owner to be eligible for these loans. But there is a deadline to apply.
That deadline is November 24th. Now, there's always a possibility that it could be extended, but as of right now, we have not heard that it is extended, so we really recommend that everyone get out by November 24th to submit their application.
And this is, that's 12 days from today, and to submit an application, you either call or visit FEMA's website, which is disasterassistance.gov, or the number is 800-621-FEMA, 800-621-FEMA. And you, once you start the process, if you decide you don't want to take a loan or you don't need it or whatever, you don't have to, right? You don't have to follow through. But if you don't do it by the 24th, you may lose the opportunity to have that option, correct?
Exactly. You're under no obligation to take any of the money. If there's any questions that you have, you can also call the SBA hotline directly. And that number is 1-800-659-2955. But yes, you are under no obligation to take any of the loan.
What's that?
Or you can even take a partial amount of the loan too.
Oh, okay. So if you're approved for, let's say, $10,000, you don't have to take the whole ten.
Exactly.
Or $100,000, you don't have to take the whole $100. What was that hotline for SBA again?
1-800-659-2955.
2955. 800-659-2955. I know we're giving you a lot of information, but I warned you earlier, you might want to take notes of all of this stuff. We'll give you the numbers again. Once again, this is a loan program that the SBA does. This is not new just for Florida. This is something actually they've been doing, the SBA has been doing for quite some time.
Yeah, we've been doing it since 1953, the year the SBA opened. There has been an Office of Disaster Assistance within the SBA. So part of our mission is to make communities whole. So we want to make sure that there are employers have workers, that we have a thriving economy, and how we do that is making sure that our homes, our renters, our nonprofits, and our businesses are functioning.
And by the way, this is also available in Puerto Rico. So I know a number of our listeners out there have friends and family who live in Puerto Rico. You can tell them that these things are available in Puerto Rico too. Then once again, you start the process, they start it by going through FEMA. But it's part of the administration deploying all assets, you might say, to disaster areas to try to help these areas recover as quickly as possible, correct?
Yeah, and that 1-800 number for the SBA is good for Puerto Rico, too.
Okay, so the 800-659-2955 number is good for Puerto Rico, too. That's 800-659-2955. That's the SBA hotline. Once again, the FEMA hotline, which is good for Puerto Rico, too, is 800-621-FEMA. That's 800-621-FEMA. And then the FEMA website is disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov. Please pass this information on to your friends and family in Puerto Rico if you have them there. And when you leave here, you were just telling us you might end up down there.
Possibly. I don't know where they're going to send me. I've signed on for about 60 days with the Office of Disaster Assistance, and then I'll head back to Washington.
This is a volunteer program. She got volunteered for the program, right?
Kind of. I was happy to volunteer.
And once again, she's originally from New York, correct?
I do miss New York. So I moved to D.C. about 3 years ago.
Okay. And been working for the SBA since?
I have.
Okay. You want to stick around in case anybody calls with questions?
Of course, I'll be here.
Okay, so she's going to stay with us. Of course, John's with us, too. We'll find out. John's come bearing gifts.
Yes, sir.
That we're going to give away in the next half hour of the show.
A couple of great gifts.
I mean to tell you, absolutely. And, of course, he always brings us the gift of some good news when he comes in as well, so we'll be looking forward to that. Once again, SBA loans are available for storm relief. If you've had storm damage and you're having a tough time figuring things out with your insurance company or can't pay the deductible or don't have insurance, this could be the option you have been waiting for. So please, originally, contact FEMA at 800-621-FEMA, 800-621-FEMA, or go to disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov, and the SBA hotline number. If you have any questions about their programs, you can call them at 800-659-2955. That's 800-659-2955. And if you have friends or family in Puerto Rico, or if you got some new neighbors from Puerto Rico, make sure they know about this. I'm sure they have some friends and family still down there. We'll be right back with more family still down there. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee says he is very confident that Republicans do and will have the votes to pass a tax overhaul in the House this week. Congressman Kevin Brady says he doesn't expect major changes to the bill as it moves to a final vote. The Texas Republican disputes projections that millions of middle-class households would end up paying more in taxes if the House bill became law. The top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee says a nominee to an Alabama federal judgeship failed to disclose to the Senate that his wife works as a White House lawyer and has been interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says Brett Talley needs to answer additional questions about a potential conflict of interest. The judicial panel approved Talley on a party-line vote last week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 17 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P advanced 3. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Tough guy.
Ho! All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thanks for being with us tonight. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock. We're here. We're live. I am Christopher Hart, along with John Barrows. Dolores Rowan of the SBA is still with us. If you have any questions for her, plus we'll refresh those numbers here as we go along throughout this last half hour of the show. But once again, SBA has storm relief loans, very low interest loans available at very excellent terms. If you've had storm relief, you don't have insurance, or you're having problems with your insurance, or you don't have enough to pay the deductible, this may be your option. All right, and John Barros, as I said, by the way, the number, once again, as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, is 407-774-8255. As I said, John has come bearing gifts, and the form, is this a CD or DVD set?
These are CDs.
And it is called Dust to Glory.
No, they're DVDs. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's even better. These are DVDs.
And this is by your pastor, R.C. Sproul?
Pastor R.C. Sproul.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it follows salvation through the book of Genesis all the way through every book in the Bible. And there's literally 57 23-minute messages on here. This is like one of the best things that Ligonier Ministries does is these. This is, if you've ever studied your Bible and studied your Bible but have never figured out how it all fits together, all these books and what time they were and what was going on and all of that, this is what you want. This puts an answer to all those kind of things.
And once again, it's a 23-minute segment for each of the books of the Bible. And so you can get this from us tonight, right?
Yeah.
You brought these to give away, right?
Yes, sir. They're free.
Well, to someone out there. So here's the way we'll do this. Let's give these two copies of Dust to Glory to the fourth and fifth phone callers right now at 407-774-8255. Fair enough?
Sure.
All right, so phone lines are open, 407-774-8255. If you would like a copy of Dust to Glory, call us right now. Fourth and fifth callers, Nick, please. Okay, so last time you were here, we got the bad news that Pendergraft had, in essence, skated on his drug charges.
It's incredible.
Any news as to how that might affect his legal status in terms of ownership of the abortion centers here in Florida?
Okay, the quick rundown is that he has a $36 million judgment against him for destroying a young lady, and then he was arrested and indicted for manufacturing and sales of LSD, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines.
This was in North Carolina.
Yeah, in South Carolina.
South Carolina, I'm sorry.
If it happened in Florida, every one of those charges was a 15-year minimum mandatory, but up there, their drug charge laws aren't as strict as ours.
And he was considered a first-time offender up there.
Up there, even though he's been found guilty of it here. Their license, their medical operating license has been, his personal license has been suspended for the fifth time indefinitely. But now the abortion clinic's operating license has been revoked, but they're only open because they filed an appeal. And I talked to the district attorney, and he said that that this should get rid of his appeal. I mean, because he pled guilty to felony drug charges. So the state of Florida doesn't like their doctors being guilty of drug charges.
And so this is now in the hands of the appellate process.
No, this is in the hands of ACA, the Medical Licensing Board for the state of Florida.
I see. Yeah. I see. And, you know, Pendergraft is one of these Gosnell-type characters.
Yes, absolutely.
And so he has mistreated a number of women in his practice,
it's
if you want to call it that. All right, well, once again, he'll keep us up to date. The sad part of that story is when he pled guilty, they let him walk on probation.
Yes. He has a 5-year suspended sentence with probation. So if he breaks it, he does 5 years.
Right, but he's walking free now in the state of South Carolina,
yes,
where he has to reside.
He's not allowed back here.
Right. But he did manage to somehow scrape together enough money to get him a pretty fancy lawyer up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll keep track of that. The last time you were here, you were also telling us how the guy who's managing the center downtown tried to bribe you with a fistful of $100 bills to leave him alone down there, and then he was threatening you. Where is that now?
Well, it depends on this guy has to be bipolar, I don't know, but he's really upset because now they're going to open up marijuana distribution things inside the abortion clinic, And he's mad that I will be there and that the people coming for their marijuana are going to be
intimidated.
They're not going to want to know that that abortions are going on in there. So I don't know. It's a crazy place. You'd have to come. You wouldn't believe it in a million years. God always moves, man.
Has he been giving you any more grief?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All right. By the way, Linda.
I'd think I was doing something wrong if it wasn't.
Linda from Winter Springs and Jan from Sanford have gotten the Dust to Glory DVD collections from John Barrows. And by the way, can they get these at your church?
Yeah, well, even easier than that, they can go to ligonier.org. That's ligonier.org. And you can buy all these kinds of things there very reasonably. A lot of them they give away with any donation. Like if you say there's another, like the Holiness of God, say that DVD set on that. It's for any donation. If you call and you got $10, $5, that's what it costs you. I mean, that's all it is. They also have Table Talk Magazine, which is a devotional that goes out every month. That also is available there. What else is available? Everything's available there. Reformation Bible College is on the site there at my church. And it's just a great place. These guys are world-renowned as far as the...
Plus, they support what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
When girls come out... And...
When girls come out and choose life, the best thing a girl that's pregnant that could ever happen to her and would be to come out of that abortion clinic, because the women at my church, you have no clue what they do. There's my pastor, RC, and Burke, them, they back up every word I say. If I tell a girl we will get you over every hurdle that could be possible in your life, they back me.
They deliver.
They deliver, absolutely. And that's the church being the church. We don't go down there and holler at people, except the guys. But we don't go down there and holler at ladies and you know, we're there for a real purpose.
And I like the way you holler at the guys. You want them to man up, right?
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Yeah, some of these guys, man, I'm telling you, I see pimps. I'm dealing with pimps. I'm dealing with guys that have power over women through drugs, if they're addicts. The girls literally have to do what they say to, or they're in a very hot, so it's just really ugly, really ugly. What these guys do, they refuse to be men. The first duty of a man is to protect his lady, protect his children, not bring them to a place like that with a record like that when they know they wouldn't bring their own dog to a dump like that.
And so when a guy brings a girl in, you lay it thick on him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tell us some good news.
Oh, we got all kinds of good news.
Okay,
there was one. There was a fresh one on Friday. This girl named Simone came down, and she was with one of these guys. And the guys, you know, they bring them, and they just drop them off, and then they drive down the street, or they leave, or whatever, and then they come back, and they do... But he just, you know, like, drug her in there. But then during the preaching, because I preach in front of there every day, during the preaching, God just opened her eyes and brought her out. Now, she didn't come out straight to us at first. She went out back, and then she went back in when he came back. But then she came out again, and she went and she hid by the trash cans. And,
in case he came back.
In the back. Yeah, well, he was inside. But she was trying to figure a way to get out of there. We were, Karen and Heather were offering her, look, let's go. We'll get you to a safe place. We'll get you to free medical care, free financial help, free everything. Whatever it is you need, we'll get you out of here. And this guy just wanted her, you know, to get out. Her name was Simone. And, but he wanted to get it. She came in and
he wanted her to go through with it and she didn't want to go through it.
And then finally he left again. And then she came over and sat at the wall with me. There's a little pony wall that I sit on. because the doctor next door loves me and hates what goes on there. But she sat there and I would said a few things to her, and then she said, okay. So, like, she just wanted to think about that, but she refused to go back in. And then Karen was able to help her more, talk to her more, and Heather, and she started to soften up. And I asked her, I said, young lady, does your mom know you're here? I mean, she's in her early 20s. She's a lady. She's a woman. But does your mom know that you're here and what the record is of this place where this guy's bringing you? And she said, no. And then I think she started texting. And then it gets tougher. Her mom pulls up, and her mom's like, what are you doing here? And she's telling us, like, what is this place? Who are you guys? What is going on here? And her daughter told her what she was there for, and she says, oh, no. I will raise this baby. My granddaughter or grandson, this has not happened to my granddaughter or my grandson. And then they just literally, it was like a mother-daughter love that you see rarely, but you do see it there because everything is like on steroids down at that place. You know, there's so much at stake, and there's so much emotion, and there's all of that. So, yeah, Mary took her daughter away and is...
What'd the guy do?
He never came back.
Hopefully he never came back into her life either.
Yeah, the mom was making it pretty clear that he wasn't going to be. But she had no idea. And so many of these girls that... I see these girls come back butchered. I see them... This is kind of gross, but I see girls come back with pieces of babies falling out of them. And I see them with massive infections or their families there to get their records because their daughter's uterus has been punctured, because these guys are butchers. There's absolutely nothing. They're butchers. There's nowhere worse you can go than this place. And so we see them, because no doctor will see a girl in Florida that's had an abortion, is having trouble with it without the records. For liability reasons, they have to get the records. And it's just such an awful place. I mean, I can't explain it. Especially the late term, walking around in the back parking lot until it's time to deliver their baby into a toilet. I mean, it's just more bizarre than words.
All right, we have Diane on the line who has a comment for you, John. Diane, thanks for calling tonight.
So, John, I love you and thank you for everything you do. You're my hero.
Oh, my goodness.
He's our hero, too. Yes. Believe me.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to say.
No, thank you.
Well,
but come on down someday.
Thanks, Diane.
Okay, yeah, right after that story, sure.
I'm sorry, but yeah. I don't know.
I know, and that's exactly why I don't.
Well,
it's scary.
Well,
it is some days.
Well, maybe you can run into John at some other event, anyway, if for those of you who do want to swing by, even if you just drive by in your car, Diane, give him the thumbs up. It's down there at Lucerne Terrace, just south of downtown Orlando.
Downtown.
I know. I'm just telling everybody. And he likes his coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, large with cream only. All right. Thanks so much, Diane, for that.
Thank you.
And we do appreciate John so much for what he does every day. Doesn't get paid to do it. And he literally stands on a square of a sidewalk with a little wall to lean on and all day long. Anyway, we'll be right back and once again give you those numbers for FEMA and for SBA storm relief. If you're out there trying to figure out how you're going to, you know, pay for whatever damage you have to your business, your home, your car, and you're not finding any relief anywhere else, we may have the answer for you. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Okay, once again, thanks so much for being with us tonight. And by the way, St. Andrew's up in Sanford is John's church. It's a beautiful church, beautiful campus up there. They do great things up there. R.C. Sproul's, the head pastor up there, has really built a great organization and church up there. And they back up John, but also John gets help from organizations like True Life Choice. Because when the girls come out, they can go to these organizations to get sonograms. And
yeah, we
also
want to get them there first, right away, to get a 3D ultrasound, medical help started, and financial help started.
And once again, True Life Choice provides these services, and they now have a doctor there full-time,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
To do examinations. And these are free for these girls and women. So once again, True Life Choice, and now they're located right there on West Colonial Drive, just west of 441, just east of Tampa. You said you were just telling us during the break that three of the nurses have left over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Three
yes.
of the assistants?
Yes.
Do you have anything to do with that?
Well, I talk to them every day. I see these people like as much as I see my own family, and I love them. That's what's the hardest thing to me is to see them.
They seem to understand that though.
They do.
The women who work there anyway.
Yeah, they absolutely do. There's only a couple that don't like me, and it's anybody that has to do with the business end of it, because they see when these girls choose life, like we had one choose life today and two turnaways. They're looking at anywhere from $500 to $2,000 walking down that street, you know, or getting in their car and going over to Choices.
So you had a girl come out today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was that situation like?
That situation was she had a coward that brought her there, all U.S. Armied out on his truck and all that, and he's wearing his camos and all this kind of thing. And I'm going, dude. What, did you go to the Army to get trained on how to kill your own son? What's the matter with you? Did you even look these people up? Or did you look up even on their reviews where their girls are begging people not to come because they've had to have blood transfusions and all this kind of stuff or horrible infections? You just bring her here?
How did he take it?
He was mad. He was really angry. But then again, when it's the preaching when these people come out. God uses his word, he promises to do what I can't do. I cannot change a heart. I cannot change a mind. But he does just about every single day there since I've been there. And it's a sight to see. But yeah, she came out and I kind of kidded around with her. And I said, are we going to lunch now? And she got this little smile. And then she just turned just sobbing. And then that guy came out and finally would take her away because she was fighting. She didn't want to go back in there. And so they were fighting. Also on Friday, there was another brawl. It's so weird how it works. There was a girl that finally didn't want to come out. She hid out back. The guy was sitting inside. He comes out looking for her. after the preaching again.
You mean she didn't want to have it done and he
wanted
it?
No, she didn't want to have it done, and he's trying to force it. And I've got it on video here on my thing,
right?
A little bit of it, but because I wanted to make sure he didn't kill her or something, if it was, because this guy came unglued. And he's out there. She goes, I'm not ever going in there. I'm not ever doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And then the guy's going, what about the money? My money, my money, my money. You know, all this kind of thing. And it's like,
but she
didn't, dude, you need to man up.
But she didn't go back in?
No. And she stood her ground.
What did he do?
He got in his car, which was out back, and pulled up in the front. And then he threw her purse out in the middle of the street and just acting like a little baby.
Yeah.
And, but finally he calmed down and got her in the car and they left. But yeah, I mean, it's weird. You know, God, when people tell you the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, that's a lie. I don't know whoever tells people that, because I see him rip people apart every day down there and get them straightened out.
All right. Once again, if you want to give John the thumbs up, he's down there on Lucerne Terrace, just south of downtown. And he's there Sunday through Friday, whatever they're open. He's down there, right?
Yeah, except Saturday.
Except Saturday. That's his day off.
I'm getting too old.
Okay. Once again, Dolores, I want to thank you for being in here with us today and delivering the good news about the SBA.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and happy to answer any questions in the future.
And once again, if you have a group or organization out there that you think needs to hear this message, you can call Dolores at 202-255-9088, 202-255-9088. And once again, if you know someone who needs storm relief help, you start the process by contacting FEMA. That number is 800-621-FEMA. That's 800-621-FEMA. Or the website, once again, is?
DisasterAssistance.gov.
DisasterAssistance.gov. Or if you want have more questions about this and want to call someone at the SBA, you can do that at 800-659-2955. 800-659-2955. And once again, spread the word to your friends and family who are in Puerto Rico, for those of you out there who are, right?
Exactly.
And now the deadline for Florida is November the 24th, correct?
November the 24th for Florida.
So you need to get the process started pretty soon. And once again, you don't have to take it if at the end of the day you don't need it or don't want it. Something else happens. You win the lottery or something, or your insurance company finally comes through. But in the meantime, you might want to get this available, this option set up, so it's available. Now, for Puerto Rico, the deadline is in March, correct?
March 2018.
Okay, so for your friends and family in Puerto Rico, you can tell them about this, and they have more time to apply March. But once again, you don't really want to wait around. You want to do it, right? You want to get it done, correct?
Get it in as soon as possible, because you can always appeal. You can always figure out.
Yeah, if you're turned down, you can appeal the process. Mm-hmm. All right, but once again, you need to get the process started if you think you're going to need it, correct?
Exactly.
All right, so the deadline, once again, is November the 12th. Once again, the number for FEMA, 800-621-FEMA. The number for SBA is 800-659-2955. The website for FEMA is disasterassistance.gov. So if you're, once again, need the program out there, please take advantage of it. All right, so that's going to wrap it up pretty much for us tonight. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes on next here at 7 o'clock. Also, please follow us on Facebook. A lot of great stuff going up there. Brand new today, I guarantee you. You can double-check us, and that's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can follow John on Facebook. That's John Barros on Facebook, Barros with two R's. And also, please check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. If you did not catch our show last night, you can go there and catch it at your convenience. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And you might want to listen to our very first show. Yeah, the very first show, and see if we knew what we were talking about way back when. All right, and then, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart. At Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. That's going to wrap it up for tonight, so thanks for being out there. Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of Salem Media Group.